My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, November the 23rd, 2014. And so that was our brother, Sly Stone. Sly and the Family Stone, teaching us of ourselves. Some of the lyrics go, woman has a baby cute, illegitimate to boot. How can you wish her pain just because she has a maiden name? His youth, Sly Stone, came up in the Christian church. Sly Stone came up reading the Bible. Sly Stone was deep. Sly Stone was heavy and is deep and is heavy. And he saw in that narrative of Mary, Mother Mary of Jesus, virgin woman, untouched. All of this is really allegory and symbolism of the universe. And our original mother, the Mother Holy Spirit womb of Nonet, known by many names. But Sly says, look, here's what you might say is an illegitimate baby, born of a virgin who yet has her maiden name, just because you and I may be prejudiced and have all type of thoughts concerning that condition. But how could we wish pain on the mother and the child just because there are circumstances that we don't fully understand and circumstances that we may not be absolutely familiar with to render a correct mental construct concerning such circumstance? And so we say to the fraternity, and so the name of the song is Crossword Puzzle. It's a puzzle. We can't really make heads or tails of the situation. We may be thinking in a fallacious manner, fallacies, thinking light of a situation. See, we're back to the ashes and some of the definitions associated with the ashes that may be seen as not good. The faults and defects that we have that are within us that we must go within ourselves and extract. Look at this, sisters and brothers. Just like we understand the science of extracting and the science of ore, and the science of extracting minerals and resources from the earth that we may make a profit. We can extract good for our usage out of ourselves, but we can also extract the wickedness out of ourselves, our wicked thinking, and do away with that wicked thinking so that we may think correctly. So it's a crossword puzzle. We're struggling with each other. We can't understand one another. We can't see eye to eye with one another. Black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian community, we seem to be at each other's throats. The fraternal order of the police see us as the enemy, especially black men, black males, black youth. Not to leave out black women, not to leave out brown men and women, not to leave out yellow and red and Caucasian men and women who are poor and working class, but especially black males. So the fraternal order of the police, they see black people, they see brown people in particular, and they see in general poor working class, and it's a crossword puzzle for them how to think of us. So because the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families have made the fraternal order of the police rank and file members to see us as the enemy, then they come into our neighborhoods and they act and portray themselves as our enemy, and they treat us as the enemy with no love, no respect, and shoot us down. That has to cease, that has to end. So Sly Stone is trying to teach all of us, stop looking at each other and wishing pain on each other. Your brother and sister may be a Muslim, may be a Christian, may be a Hindu, may be a Buddhist, may be a Zoroaster, may be a natural religious type individual, meaning indigenous religions of the universe, using the science of the universe, and all of the religions are scientific philosophies utilizing the science of the universe. You may see that, and it may be a crossword puzzle to you. You may see a religious or political philosophy or ideology, and those that adhere to such ideology and philosophy, and it may be confusing to you and me. It may be a crossword puzzle to us. And so we are to use the mind of Ptah and think and think and think and deconstruct our mentality and return to the waters of noon as we live. Return to the heavens as we live. Return to our inner self. And as we return to our inner self and become born again, immaculate conception, virgin birth, then we will have and take on the proper thinking and the proper mentality. And with that proper thinking and proper mentality, we won't wish pain on our sisters and on our brothers. And so the ashes are associated with that which is light and fallacious, and associated with how wind drives certain things. If you have ashes and you throw them up into the wind will blow it anywhere in any place. And so we see that maybe as not good, but let's look at the wind and the operation of the wind in a positive manner. Let's see how the Dagon taught the wind. Remember the Dagon. They taught of the construct of the universe. They taught of how the universe was constructed. They taught us to see the wind in the good light, in the good way, in the good fashion. I remember that the Dagon taught about the Poto and the Poto seed. And up with that teaching through scientific study of the Sirius star system. That Sirius star system that appears every season to warn us of the winter season or the season of rain in the Nile Valley civilizations. Let me take a break, and I will see you on the other side of this quick break.